everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. And in studio, we have our accounting guru, George Dyer, CEO of Gas Accounting, who's been talking to us about all things budget, cash flow. Well, quite frankly, all the stuff we as entrepreneurs don't want to talk about, but have to talk about. And one of those things is net profit, George. We've spoken about putting a budget and getting a bottom line and, you know, the net profit after tax. Many entrepreneurs I know also use a reverse process in saying that when they run their budgets, they have they want to achieve a certain net profit, and if they don't, they know that, for example, there's something wrong either in their pricing or in their costing. Cost. Yeah. So just talk to me about building a budget sort of in reverse, where you're looking at the NPAT number, net profit after tax number first. Brilliant. And then building it the other way around versus the revenue line.
Yes. So it's and what you're saying is exactly what we do in our business as well, and for many of our clients, is at the end of the day, you as the business owner want to make profit. Now, understand how much profit you want to take from the business, and that might vary depending on your industry or depending on your entrepreneurial journey. So understanding that net profit line, let's for argument say it's 20%. I want to make 20% net profit. We know that sales is then going to be 100% at the top. So stick with me over here. So instead of using numbers or values, we're using percentages. Mm. So net profit is 20, sales is going to be 100. That means we've got 80% that needs to kind of remain for our cost base. If we know what our margins are, because we've looked at our historical figures, potentially we're making a gross profit margin of 50%. So 100 less 50 leaves us 50, less the 20 net profit that we want to make at the end of the day, leaves us 30% of costs needs to be for operational costs. And then you go and you plug in numbers. What's realistic? How much money do I spend on salaries and rent and advertising and marketing and, you know, all those activities that generate that revenue? And you kind of reverse engineer it based on that 20%. Sometimes it gets tight and it's not possible to achieve that 20%, but you've got to work those numbers to make sure that you're getting out to your targeted net profit.
Just quickly, we've got less than a minute left. You know, some industries, 3% is a great NPAT, and some industries, you know, it's not even worth it getting out of bed for less than 15%. So do I have to look at my specific industry when determining what that bottom line is, or do I just come up with it by myself?
Yeah, so industry would be an indicator of kind of value. Like if you're in the construction industry and you're earning 30% potential on massive projects, you might find that you're actually outpricing yourself in the market. So you won't get business. If that's the case, then you'd probably need to refine your pricing model or your budget. And in other industries, you know, 15% might be low. So you're undervaluing your service. So having consideration to the industry as well as your competitors is a good place to start.
George Dyer, from an accounting lecturer to a politician. He answered that just like a politician. It depends. That's it for our budget insert for today. Do stay tuned for what's coming up next.
Everywhere you go, MTN.